Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back. Early Break on the Ticket, hour number two. Nick Sandert here filling in for Jake Sorensen today and tomorrow. Jake back on Monday. Hour two sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Locations in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, and also at 70th and Pioneers. Bill, what's going on with Shin Daddy and Creighton today?
Just for the future swim, Jake always does it with me.
Oh, okay. Thank
just
you.
Just does the FDIC with
good
me.
To know.
And once every 10 shows, Sipple does it.
Okay.
Once every 10, all of a sudden, out of the blue, Sip just joins in with the FDIC.
All right. Well, I wasn't trying to leave you on an island there.
I appreciate that, but just sometimes it was awkward. All of a sudden, I'm the only one talking. It was just this weird feeling.
Awkward.
It's super awkward.
If that's awkward that you're the only one talking on radio, then we got other fish to fry.
Yes. Yes, other fish to fry.
Anyway,
Shin Daddy is busy. Today's prep day.
Okay.
Because at 70th and Pioneer on Saturday is the Pioneer Dance Team Car Wash.
Oh, it is.
From 11 to 2. And Midwest Bank has made special dash towels free. So when you come in, you get a dash towel.
Are you serious?
Free. They did that at Midwest Bank.
This is no joke.
This is no joke. So from 11 to 2 o'clock on Saturday, stop by. Laura is there. Laura is running the event.
Laurel.
Laura is running the event. And so it'll be in the parking lot. It's a, what's it, free will donation.
God dang it.
Free will donation.
A towel for your dash is a big
deal. A towel for your dash for free.
Swim. The car wash is a big deal.
Car wash is a big deal. This is the, not the B pollinators, the A pollinators.
And this is Gigi.
Gigi. Yeah. She's the leader of the, one of the leaders of the team. She's a junior. She's doing fabulous.
I would expect that.
Yeah, she's doing, she likes to, she doesn't try to overstep her bounds. She just likes to fit in with the team.
Is Gigi at East?
She's at East. That's why the only way you can be on the A pollinators is to be at Lincoln East. It's like, well, which are you on the A pollinators? Yes. Or are you at Southwest? Or are you at Pius? Right. Which one are you at?
Yeah.
That's not the truth.
I actually go to Lincoln Northeast, but I was able to make the dance team at East.
At East. At Steve.
Come on.
My little niece Meadow will be going to East next year. I wonder if Gigi could help show her the ropes.
100%. We'll get that connected.
Meadow.
Yes.
Meadow. Yeah, we'll met Meadow.
Yes. Oh, Meadow. Yes. She's incredible.
Yeah,
yes.
Meadow was here. She's headed to East. Okay.
We'll get that set up.
So we have a car wash.
Car wash that Shin Daddy is helping organize.
Shin Daddy's helping?
Yeah, he's helping organize that. Yeah. So Brad's getting it done there. So thank you, Brad, for all the help that's going on at the car wash. It's a big event. 11 to 2 o'clock. Stop by and see the A pollinators.
This Saturday.
Saturday.
This will be big. Hopefully, I think the weather's supposed to be really good.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want a rainy day for that.
No, that's a bad. I don't think that's pretty much a reason just to cancel, I think. if it's going to rain all day, show to the car wash, I don't think so. We're going to restructure this one.
Well, hopefully, it rains tomorrow, so then there's a lot of people that need car washes.
There you go. And then thank you.
They can go to Midwest Bank, 70th and Pioneers on Saturday. 11 to 2, Bill?
11 to 2.
There Saturday. You go. 11 to 2. Free will donation.
Yeah.
Free will.
How are you doing, Swim?
Doing swell.
We made it to 7.
Yeah, here we are.
First section went over long.
Yeah, a little
Swim
bit.
Goes to 7:40. We're 10 minutes over.
6:40.
Yes. 6:40 or whatever
we
it was.
We usually do that, I think. I mean, I don't think that's...
Maybe.
Yeah.
I forget the different rules.
Florida
shot. Shot at you. Different rules for SIP.
Yep, different rules for SIP.
Sports writer of the year has the trophy.
It wasn't different rules for SIP.
Do you carry the trophy around?
Sports writer of the year.
I don't. What are we going to Castellanos?
Yes. So Thomas Castellanos, just the other day, doubles down on his comments that he made.
I like this.
About Alabama. We heard it a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago, where Thomas Castellanos, after transferring from Boston College to Florida State, he claimed that Alabama, when they play them this year, they, quote, don't have Nick Saban to save them. Yesterday, or earlier this week, Castellanos claims that he made those comments not as a slight to Alabama, but instead to fire up his own team and not trying to cause issues. He said, quote, them boys are coming off of a 2-10 season. I had to install some confidence. You feel me? That's all I'm trying to do. That, do you guys believe Thomas Castellanos just trying to instill confidence in his team?
I do. Okay. Well, I'm in trouble with Bill probably because I've been hard on Diego
Pavia.
But for some reason, I kind of like Castellanos, what he's doing here. Is it any different than what Diego's doing?
100% different.
Okay.
I don't think Pavi has not called out any other team.
He called out Nebraska and Purdue.
Yeah.
But it's very minor.
Very minor.
And they don't play him this year.
They don't play him, so it's kind of
so it doesn't matter.
Very minor. No. So, no, I think it's way different.
Different. Okay.
That's way different to me. That would be if I'm the head coach at Florida State, I'm like, you know what? With the statement's already there. Let's just kind of move on from it. Then to have another statement
so
on top
not
of the
down
statement,
with this.
I am not down with this at all. You know, I if someone's
you like him though.
Now, if someone says this one, do you think that you guys can beat Alabama in the first game? Absolutely. That's a great answer. What are you going to say? I don't know. We're going to be really hard.
It's Bama. What the hell?
They're better than us.
How are we going to do that?
Yeah, how are we going to do that? And since they'd be like, no. So that's a good statement where no one takes anything with it. The other part, it's like you don't have Saban to save us, then doubles down on it with just trying to. And then really, if I'm the rest of the team, I'm like, just handle your own stuff. We'll be okay here. We'll get
all right.
If I'm the left tackle,
all right.
I don't need the quarterback.
I know.
Talking to Alabama.
I don't know why I'm tolerant of this. Because everything
Marty.
You said...
It's Marty.
FSU.
It's Marty.
A little Tallahassee connection.
Oh, it is. It's Marty. They jogged around a blue track in Tallahassee.
We did. There's a high school with a blue track, Swim.
That's great.
Anyway, his explanation I sort of bought. Got to inject some confidence into the guys.
I don't know. Then they
were 2-10 last year. FSU.
Yeah, how was Boston College?
I was going to say Boston College was 4-4 when Thomas Castellanos stopped playing.
But here's the thing: you guys like Jake and Bill like Castellanos.
I do like him. I do like him. I think
his game is good. It's good. I don't know.
He had a better
like
2023 than a 2024.
I mean, I like his game not as well as you and Jake, but I like it. He runs.
He must have done something egregious to be benched at Boston College. Because I studied Boston College, I didn't. But I saw their quarterback play in the bowl game. I did watch the bowl game. And that was that the just level fair. Of quarterback that was playing in that game.
Can we just say fair?
Yeah, no.
Well,
below
yes,
fair.
It was fair.
Well, you have to remember the way that this all happened. So it was after their 8th game of the year against Syracuse. It was like on the Tuesday or Wednesday of the week, Bill O'Brien said that he was benching Castellanos and that he was stepping away from the team. And it felt like at that moment that he wanted to transfer. He realized that Boston College, he didn't want to be at Boston College anymore. And it just felt like kind of the writing was on the wall that they were just trying to get out of there as soon as they could. And so, sure, I'm sure there was stuff internally, like you said, Bill. But then it was like at that point, it was not an injury thing. It was not maybe even a team rules thing. It was the fact that maybe just Castellanos just didn't want to be there.
Well,
which is not a great look.
The conspiracy theories are conspiracy theories. He also turned the ball over a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He had a much better 2023 than he had in 2024.
But he was a way better chance to win a game because of what he could do with his feet.
Yes.
What he could do when the coaching was over.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen here. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. And Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Say big to Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
He had that chance. Now, it was year one for O'Brien, so that doesn't... You can make that move in year one. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we're just going a different direction. It's year one. We're not even on the hook here. And they still went to a bowl game. So it's like, yeah, okay.
Castellanos in 23 ran the ball 215 times. For 1,113 yards and 13 touchdowns.
He can go.
Last year, now through 8 games, a different sample size.
Give me some stats.
Through a different sample size, had 93 carries through 8 games, 194 yards.
Ooh, so that sounds like a definite plan of like, hey, with O'Brien, we're an NFL pro style team, and we're not. There wasn't quarterback run involved. Must not have been much quarterback counter and zone read and whatever else there is with
TD interception ratio.
18 touchdown passes last year, 5 INTs.
Oh, not bad. That's not bad.
Was 15-14 in 2023.
Okay. Wow.
A lot worse. Okay.
Wow, so we got better last year. Okay, so that doesn't jive with what I thought. I figured he just got benched because he's a turnover machine. No.
It was, but what was crazy was the benching happened during the Syracuse game. It was in the Syracuse game. He got benched halfway through it when they were losing while he had he was 2 for 7 throwing the ball for 14 yards. Had 1 touchdown pass, 2 interceptions in that game and ended up getting benched mid-game.
Okay, Joe, this is the guy that Norvell's going to try to save his job with. Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, think about this. Think about Norvell. Okay, so that's a fascinating angle, guys, because think about Norvell to where he goes and grabs DJ Uiagalelei out of the portal, who was immobile as they come as Deacon Hill back there. It did not go well last year.
He was pretty immobile.
And now you go with Thomas Castellanos, who's complete opposite archetype of what DJ Uiagalelei is. And you're hoping that it happens. It shows how important it is. You can't miss not one, but especially 2 years in a row on quarterbacks.
If you miss two in a row, you're done.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. Again, it's still a theory, conspiracy theory or hypothesis, that he was not beloved in the locker room.
DJ?
What's that?
Or Castellanos?
Castellanos.
Oh, Castellanos.
If he was loved in that locker room and the coach, like this guy, no, we're just sticking with him like that, it was like, no, we're out. And it didn't... I don't think a lot of us spent a lot of time delving into the Boston Globe when this thing went down.
I'm not sure the Boston Globe did a whole lot of diving into the Boston
Globe. The Globe didn't know what even happened. It's game 11.
I don't think the Globe did either. Yeah,
it's game 11. Where's Castellanos at? He got benched 3 games ago. Who is this guy?
Jeff Hafley's still the head coach?
And so it's just... I have a hard time because that's something you wouldn't do. Like, hey, we're not playing great. We're not doing this, but... Well, also sometimes you do this one when you bench somebody. What do you say? Okay, we're going to go a different direction this game. After the game, the first thing you would say would be, "He's our quarterback. Mm-hmm. We made a change. Things weren't going great. We have our quarterback. Not a problem. We move on. There's no that day. It was like OVER.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the game was at. If it was at Syracuse, it was probably on the flight home. Did he even fly home with the team?
I don't know.
Did he get an Uber home?
It was at home.
The only thing I can add is Castellanos Thomas has talked about how he didn't fit in at Boston College. It wasn't a good fit for his style, which Boston College is a little more dialed back, and he's not very dialed back.
Nope.
He's not. This is the guy that Norvell. See, you're right about the quarterback thing. DJ
Uiagalelei
was horrid.
He's horrid.
Something was not right there. Like, how did he get that bad? Mm. Now you can't miss twice with. They must feel pretty good. I would like to know who their backup is at some point, just in case. But this
Steve,
is the guy
you pull
you're
going up their schedule.
This is I can't.
Florida State. I always like.
Also, you pull up the backup quarterback.
We know who they open up with.
Brock Glenn.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
Okay, so the reason I said it like it's familiar is because Brock Glenn took over for DJ Uiagalelei towards the back end of the year last year.
Oh, he did.
Because DJ got benched and Brock Glenn came in and was fine. Redshirt freshman. Okay. He's the one he started the ACC championship game in the Orange Bowl.
Okay, this schedule for Florida State. Thank you, Swim.
You're welcome, Sip.
Coming off of a 2-10 Mike Norvell at Florida State. So they open with Alabama. We know that. In Tallahassee, it's gigantic. Well, Marty's
incredible.
Going. Marty's got tickets.
Marty will be there.
Yeah, he's going.
Can we talk to Marty that Friday before the game?
I would love that. He would. In fact, Marty and I have discussed that. He would be thrilled.
Let's have Marty on. Marty will be on. Marty Sipple, attorney at law.
Swim, you'd like Marty. He's funny.
I've met Marty.
I have not.
Okay, you would like him too.
I think I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I think I'd like Adam too, because Adam said called you fat.
I thought you said you've been working out. Wow. East Texas A&M after that in Tallahassee, obviously. Kent State after that.
Okay,
it's not a bad schedule. At Virginia after that, then Miami of Florida.
Okay. So there's two. There's five games. There's two could loses.
Okay. Pitt in Tallahassee.
Yeah, they'd probably win that one. Yeah.
I'd take them.
Yeah.
At Stanford.
Yeah, win.
I'd take them. Break. Then Wake Forest homecoming.
Okay. I want some of this.
It's not a bad schedule. Then at Clemson, it gets real there. Yep. At Clemson, Virginia Tech in Tallahassee. Or no, that's neutral site, it looks like, wherever.
Neutral site?
Yeah. Virginia Tech's apparently neutral site.
Okay.
Then at NC State.
Okay.
Then at Florida. It's not a horrible schedule.
It's not a horrible schedule. Not compared to some. No, that's just a very normal Power Four schedule. So very manageable. There's a run in there for about four or five games. It's like really good.
Should get them.
Well, because I was going to say, you have to remember, though, last year's schedule wasn't the most difficult either.
No, it was
for Florida State. I mean, it was like Georgia Tech, Pitt, Memphis was in the non-con.
Hold on. It was, so they lost, they lost 10. I'm not going to name them all.
Tech, Pitt.
Boston College, Memphis.
Boston College was who I was thinking of.
They did play at SMU, at Duke, at Miami, at Notre Dame. You're right, though. It wasn't horribly. They're just bad.
They were just a bad team.
I don't know if
Now, another piece of it to keep in mind, that just some excitement to build around that Alabama game is the $400 million renovation to their stadium and facility area.
Well, we actually built
in Tallahassee.
I want to know when we watch that, when we turn that game on, will the TVI notice anything? Yeah. I don't think you will.
I don't know.
$400 million, you're going to turn it on and go, looks the same as it did 2 years ago.
Know. Yeah. I know this, though. I can speak with some authority. I toured that facility with Marty. Yeah. It was a dump. I mean, they needed bad to upgrade.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine in the history of college football a worse locker room than what it was last year. Going to work there or going to play there.
Where?
Because they at Florida State.
Oh, just because the season before.
Oh. And they lose out. They miss out on they win the ACC. They miss out on the playoffs. They go to the bowl game and get beat by 60, basically. And then next year they go 2-10. I can't imagine. Imagine that locker room like week 10.
Oh,
I mean, coming in like, all right, here we go. A little juice.
Yeah.
A little energy coming in the building. No. And they're all, everybody's like going, oh,
there was
man.
There's probably weird stuff going on.
Too, yeah. You know? It would have been horrible.
Before we get to break, guys, school starts up in next month across the country. And that means it's speaker season. Bill, you're part of the team at Mid-America Speakers Bureau, who have gone from 7 speakers to 85. Why do you love working with them?
Well, a couple things. Got a message from Tyler yesterday about an event that I'm speaking at in September 17th, and he has the contract all done.
Nice.
Hotel's taken care of, where I'm staying at, has it all printed out.
You're kidding me.
It's all done.
He takes care of the hotel?
Takes care of everything. He takes care of the other side. So he has both sides of the deal. Mm. Trust me, there's been times when I've been asked to speak at events that come from outside the bureau.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, there's some stuff I got to go through. And now you're the one doing everything then. You're figuring out the whole deal. Yeah. If not, it'd be like, he'll be like, Bill likes a lapel mic over a handheld mic. He wants this, all these different things.
Oh, you do like the lapel mic?
I like the lapel mic.
Not the handheld.
I go lapel.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
That's interesting.
But then at the same time, so he handles that side. How about this side? Swim is very popular. All of a sudden, Swim wants to have someone come out and talk to some of his baseball players that he trains. You're going to need a speaker for that. Where would you go to? The bureau.
You would go to midamericasb.com.
Mid-American.
How about holding the lapel speaker? You ever have to do that?
I've had to. That's really awkward. Yeah, it's really awkward. All of a sudden, there's this little microphone like this you're holding on to. Doesn't happen with Tyler. Never happened because they had the lapel mic ready to go.
Nice.
They have everything ready to go. You need speakers, that's who you call. Get a hold of him.
Tyler.
85.
Once again, midamericasb.com for more info. Mid-America Speakers Bureau. All right, when we come back, Bill's Thrills on a Thursday, as well as the game show here on Early Break on the Ticket.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter interior paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.